When we encounter something unusual, our brains immediately attempt to rationalize whatever it is. When it can't, we are faced with our basic instincts, fight or flight. Our subject for today is a mystery that has baffled the locals of Gurdon, Arkansas since the 1930s. You wouldn't expect anything unusual when you visit the small town of Gurdon. That is, until you start asking locals about the light by the train tracks. The Gurdon Light began appearing in the early 1930s, and today there is still no explanation. While every local has their theories, no definitive proof of reasoning has been discovered yet. To find the light, all one has to do is walk the 2.5 miles down the train tracks outside of town at night. You'll cross 2 deteriorating train trestles in an old cemetery in the middle of the woods. Even without the light, the location is enough to give anyone the shivers. As you work your way down the tracks, surrounded by dense forest and the nightly howling of coyotes, you may begin to see a bright light floating above the ground. At first, you might think it's a train coming your way, or a hunter with a flashlight as your brain attempts to rationalize what it's seeing. But locals and eyewitnesses claim that it's something more unworldly. If your instincts don't kick into flight mode, you will quickly realize that you are out in the middle of nowhere, alone, and face to face with the unknown. As you approach the light to investigate, you realize it's moving closer, as if it's scoping you out. You get closer to it, only to discover that it actively avoids you. The closer you draw nearer to it, the further away it floats. Occasionally a few feet, but several locals claim that it can instantly move up to a mile or even float over their heads as it escapes their proximity. Over the years, it's become a local tradition to take children out to see it, especially near Halloween. Nearly everyone in town has a story about their experience with the light. Some believe it's the spirit of a murdered man, while others claim it's simply swamp gas. The theories are as numerous as the sightings, but no one knows what is causing the mysterious mobile light to shine. A favorite legend occurred on December 4, 1931. It was during the Great Depression, when losing a job truly meant life or death. The foreman of the rail yard, William McLean, had to cut the hours of several employees. One of them, Lewis McBride, wasn't thrilled with the loss of money to feed his family. After he was told about his loss of work, there was a verbal altercation between him and William. It continued to escalate until William began to walk away down the tracks with his lantern to inspect the rails. That is when Lewis took his shovel and hit William on the back of the head, knocking him to the ground, disoriented. Before William could assess the situation, Lewis took a spike hammer and murdered him in cold blood. Shortly after that is when the light began to glow, leading locals to believe that it was the lost spirit of William McLean wandering down the tracks with his lantern in hand. Other popular theories are that the light is just headlights from the highway, over 4 miles away. But the road wasn't built until after the first light was seen. There is also a large hill between the highway and the light. Some even claim that it could just be swamp gases escaping the nearby bogs. The gases emitted from them combine methane and phosphine. It is caused by decaying plant matter in the water and builds up in the bottom until it's emitted. It can and will ignite under the right conditions. The light, though, was reported in 1931. Settlers began living in the area around 1880, over 50 years before the first reports. Another popular theory is that the light is caused by quartz crystal friction. The area is rich in quartz and lies upon a fault line, When quartz is compressed enough or rubbed together, it creates an electric charge that can rise through the holes in the ground. There was also an earthquake along the fault line in December of 1931, shortly before the light began appearing. The light produced by quartz friction would be a quick flash, not a mobile, independent light like the Gurdon light. It wouldn't float or actively avoid people getting close to it. The Gurdon light acts more like it has a mind of its own, perpetually curious, yet remaining distant. The light has been viewed through filters and never polarized, which is what would occur if it was a mirage. No electromagnetic current has appeared on any galvanometer, and the light appears consistently, regardless of atmospheric conditions. Those who have seen the light say that its glow ranges from a white-blue to a golden-orange color, describing it as a crisp, clear light that moves around. Locals have become accustomed to the mystery, and most would say that they hope the source is never discovered for fear that it would take away the fun they all share. Whatever the source is, it's nice to know that still, in our modern world filled with gadgets and technology, there are still some mysteries yet to be explained.